7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, it smells really good out here. Yummy. What is that smell? Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that does of course mean that it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee, especially if you are a new listener. Congratulations, you made it to Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and one of my favorite things to say is, in fact, Dubious Goals Committee. It smells really good out here. Where are we today? Well, I've got all kinds of news. We're out at Tranquility Park again today. Haven't been out here for a week. Well, no. We were here Friday, right? What day is this? It's Wednesday? I don't know what day it is, and I don't care, because I don't need to know. The good news is, guess what happened last night? Just at about the top of the hour of 11 o'clock. 2300 hours. I heard a strange sound. Outdoors. What the hell's that sound? And the cat started acting weird. Oh, okay. Kaboom, thunder, rain, tons of rain coming down in hogsheads and tons splashing down. And that went on for a few minutes. Then we got some drizzly type rain. And so it rained. It rained, and I thought long and hard about where to come and look for mushrooms today. And I decided Tranquility Park, and I thought maybe we should go up into the, you know, the orchardy forest bits that are over there. No. We're going to stay down here by the little creek for a number of reasons. Reason number one. Maybe we'll also find some marmots, because we're looking for mushrooms today. We got to find some fungus. So, yeah, the secret mushroom grounds. Now, the trick here is now that this path is very, very slippery because it's still wet from last night. We're in the valley. It's still damp down here. I'm in the fox zone, but I don't smell foxes. I smell something really good, though. It smells amazing out here today. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. How many hogsheads in a ton? So I thought we better come out here, try our luck, look for some mushrooms, look for some marmots, see what all we can find. Okay, so now we're in the fox zone. Everything's really grown over. We're not going to see Jack in here. There's little birds flying around doing bird business. Flippity flips, flippity flips. Okay, and now, as we leave this little foxy zone, we sort of got to go up this little hill, across this little bridge here, and we see the scary tree. And we see the tree that's next to the scary tree. And that's when we start looking for marmots in trees. Because marmots like to get into the tree that's next to the scary tree. They like to get on that branch right there. It's very fun for marmots. I don't see any marmots in the tree. I hear a very chattery bird, though. He is in the scary tree. Yeah, look into the trees today, Tobe. We don't wanna miss any marmots like we did last time. Yeah, if you didn't hear last Friday's show when we ran into a marmot on a tree. Oop, I gotta get off the path for a jogger. There was a mati in a tree back there. And we said hello to the mati and we took pictures of him. So, are the matis in the trees today? I'm checking trees. I am looking down into the creek into a known marmot-y place. Looking for dudes down there. I do not see any. None whatsoever. Okay, that's cool too. We haven't seen any down in there in a while, but there's a little trail in the grass from the den that is in front of the scary tree. Is there a mati in front of the scary tree? I don't know. I don't see any footprints on the path. On the people path, on the dirt path. Okay, there's a den down here. See, that den is probably in use. I don't see any bugs, but it did rain, so na-na-na. Any matis in the hole? Look in the trees, Tobe. Look in the trees. All right, so the big question is, did we get enough rain? Did we get enough rain for any, you know, crazy fungus outbreaks? We very well may have. It's hard to say. I think it drizzled for a while, but I think by the time I was going to bed at 3:30, it wasn't really raining much anymore, and maybe it rained a little bit when I slept while I was sleeping, because when I woke up there was water on my deck. But all the streets are dry. It's all relatively dry, except for the path, which is kind of muddy. We're in the valley, remember? Okay, let's keep moving. We got to get up here into some of these tree zones. I'm slipping as I walk. These shoes have no tread. I thought about wearing my good shoes because I knew it would be slippery, but I didn't want to get my good shoes muddy. Okay, I'm in a little copse of trees. I'm looking around. There's no logs in here, but there's skinny little evergreen trees and skinny little deciduous trees and little plants. And hey, those are the plants that have those little burrs that get on all my clothing. Yep, and here's some of that crap. What do they call this stuff? This is this invasive species stuff. Yeah, the stuff that took over Harrenhaven. Oh, who's this on a tree? That's just a squirrely. Hello, Mr. Squirrely. There's a nice squirrel. It's kind of small. Shouldn't you be fattening yourself up for winter? Yeah, you should. There's some yummy berries over there. Did you see those berries? What's this guy doing? He's rubbing his face on the branch. Now I smell something that is... What is that? You know that... Kind of smells like deer. You know what's funny is I don't think I've... Yeah, of course I have. I was going to say, I haven't seen any deer at Tranquility. Yeah, duh. No, we see deer all the time here. Just not in this area. They like to be in the more heavily forested area. Because they can hide. One time, this was a couple years ago. I wasn't feeling very good, and I stayed up all night, one night. And as dawn was breaking, I was feeling a little bit better, and I was thinking, I just need to go out and move around and get some exercise, blah, blah, blah. You know how it is, right? So I came out here and I was walking through the forest and I was walking up the trail and I could see something up against a tree. And I thought, what is that? It sort of looked like somebody, I mean, it kind of looked like somebody was sitting up against the tree, but then I realized, no, that's not a person. And it looked like somebody put like a brown backpack, leaned it up against the tree. Like, am I going to put this down right here? And I kept thinking, what the hell is that? And this is where the path switches back and forth. And so I came back on the next switchback. And I'm looking at the tree going, what the hell is that? And then the three deer that were sitting in, around the tree then stood up. And I was like, whoa. That was about 20 meters away. It was cool. And they were like, oh, hi. And I was like, oh, hi, dear friends. All right. We are now in the the secondary foresty bits. This is when we got to start paying attention. Wow, this tree's got a lot of conks on it. I'm just standing here. There's a marmot den right here that we kind of need to check somehow. I don't know how. You know, we can see down there, but we can't tell if there's any mottis around. If the mottis are around, they like to hang out in here, root around in these leaves and eat stuff. And there's birds, little birds flying around. And in this area, because there's more leaves, we got a lot of brown leaves on the ground. And it's definitely the smell of autumnal decay. You know the smell I'm talking about. It smells pretty good. So I'm just walking through here kind of slowly, looking up in trees for marmots, just in case. Looking on the ground for marmots and mushrooms. Still haven't really found anything. But we're approaching the S bend, and this is traditionally just a fabulous mushroom spot. Oh, there's little dude tracks around here. Oh, these are mati tracks. We got mati tracks in the mud. Okay, game on. Where are you, mati friend? Where? Could the matis be? So what my strategy here today is, stand still, look around. Move forward, stand still, look around. Move forward, repeat as necessary. We got some logs here. And these logs used to be great for Pleurotus, oyster mushrooms. The first time I found oyster mushrooms were on these logs. And I said, wow, what are these massive, huge things? And then I learned they were oyster mushrooms because I'm science. Yeah, so I'm just standing here in the middle of the S-bend. There's another big old log here. Really? No fungus? It's been mighty dry here for a couple weeks. Okay. Where's my dudes? We're approaching the pit of despair. And we need to check this little area. Hey, is that Betty way over there? Somebody's walking a dog on the other side of the creek, way over there. That looks like Betty. Betty is my mom and dad's neighbor. And she is significant for being the human being who has made the most guest appearances on the Dubious Goals Committee. Only because we run into her so much, either out here or at the Heronry or at Heron Haven or somewhere. Okay, I'm now walking along the pit of despair, which is this, how long is this? Starting from about there, oh, it's a good 120 meters long, maybe a little bit more, 150 meters long. The pit of despair is a canyon that's been carved out of the dirt by this little tiny creek that runs through it. And I'm looking down in there now for marmots and dudes, and I don't see anything yet. Hey, is that hole in use? What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the pit of despair, and it's very wide right here. This creek, and just, you know, 30 meters down that way, it's so narrow and so shallow that you can step over it. But here, this canyon is 4.5, maybe 5 meters deep, and it's a good, geez, right here, it's 12 meters across. So anyway, this is the zone. This is the good fungus zone. This is the good marmot zone. Smells interesting right here. Smells kind of like poor. Yeah, right here. Smells crazy like poor. Poor tea. And that makes perfect sense because poor is tea, which is leaves. Leafy. Leafy. And these marmot tracks in the middle of the path here, but these were made last night. And of course, poor is the most oxidized tea. So it's only natural that all these leaves that have fallen on the ground that are starting to oxidize are going to create a smell much like poor. All right, now we're approaching that area where we saw that marmot on Friday. What tree was he in? He was in one of these little trees. Which one? Just look, Tobe. Just look. Look for blobs. Look for a furry blob on a branch. The furry blob is not tree. The furry blob is marmot. Now, I think it was... Wasn't he in this tree right here? I think I found the tree, but I did not find the mutty. Where's my mutty? He's probably in the hole that's right down there. But I'm also checking these logs. Like this log, these two logs, these three logs, really? These are crazy for puffballs. Big, big puffball. Big, big puffball outbursts. I'm looking at a lot of rotten wood and logs, but these are pretty much all ligninned out. These are the same logs I've been watching for the last 10 or more years. And now they're just falling apart. Oh, here's some Pleurotus. Okay, here we go. Wait, first go over here and look for marmots, Tobe. Then we will go look at those mushrooms that don't look very good. Okay, I'm working my way up to the cliff here. Yada. Yowza. All right, looking down into... Oh, damn it, I heard movement and saw something. It's just a squirrel. I'm looking at the holes in the opposite bank. I don't see any heads peeking out looking back at me. That'll happen in the spring, by the way. It's pretty funny. Okay, let's go over here and see if we can see anything over here. There's a little spot here where, yeah, I'm standing on an overhang. This is not the smartest thing to do, but I gotta look. I don't see any mottis, but that motti that we saw, his hole is on this side of the creek, so we can't really see him. He's so inconveniently placed. All right, let's go over Hey, big bird shadow, what was that? Let's go over and check out this tree. It's got Pleurotus ostreatus growing on it. Okay. Alright, what do we got? Yeah, this was the great Pleurotus ostreatus zone a number of years back. All these trees. Yeah, this. Yep. These look weak though. These are not good. And they're waterlogged, which is weird. Doesn't make any sense. But that's okay. And then on this log that's sort of right beneath this tree, we've got some Tremestes versicolor. Lovely little fungus. Looking in trees. Where's my marmot? I want to find a tree mutty. Who's a good tree mutty? Alright, let's move up here a bit. This is a nice shady area. So the sun is being blocked. I'm not getting sunned on. And it's nice and breezy. Light breeze. Wafting the cool air around. I'm looking down into the pit of despair. Where the hell's my marmot? Where did he go? Where is he? Well, I do not know. But I think I'm going to move up here further. Ooh, my hand is crampy. Ow. What do we got over here? Anybody hanging out down here? The creek then turns 90 degrees, and it's still all pit of despair-y. And then it winds around, and then there's a little culvert over there. All right, let's go check out the classic den. Up here, when I first started coming out here, this den up here was almost always active. And the den is right below this funky tree that's shaped really weird and has low branches and is easy for marmots to climb up into. And so almost every time I would come out here, I'd start approaching this tree. There's a squirrel, not a marmot. I'd start approaching this tree, and then you'd hear scurry, 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 scurry as the motts climbed down out of the tree and then jump back into their holes. Ooh, dragonfly. And okay, what do we got? I'm looking at the holes. What's that sound over there? There's a sound behind me. Yeah, there hasn't been any marmot usage of this den in quite some time. But there was just a sound behind me. Was somebody on a log and then decided, oh, I better run away? Let's move up here. Maybe we have a better vantage point. See, this, that looks like an active den. That's a... There could be an active den over here. Oh, really hard to tell. Really hard to tell. Okay, I'm standing up here on this little knoll. Who's back there? Who's back there? I just heard it again. There's movement. There's movement in the... it's a bird. Okay, so more bird false alarms and not the cool birds. Tobe, what cool birds do you mean? I mean the turkeys. This is... oh my god! Look at the size of these marmot tracks! Holy crap sticks! Oh my god! That's... That's 9 centimeters. Oh my God. Okay, we've got tracks. Big fat Mati came stomping down the trail. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, where did he go? Yeah, he went boom, boom, boom. And this is where he turned right here. He turned right here, yeah. And see, here's little trails. This is an active marmot den right here. This little trail goes right up to this little... Oh, yeah, here's more tracks. And they're big. And they're stonky. And chunkalicious. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Chubzilla the Mati lives in this hole. There's some rotten logs here and some grass. That's big, tall grass that's grown over. And there's Mati trails. Mati trails to you. And I'm looking in this hole. Hey, Mati, come out and play. I don't know if anybody's in there or not, but yeah, there's an exit hole. There's an entrance hole. It's a big den, and it's active. We've got Mati tracks. Okay, now we know where to come out and look for tomorrow's marmots. Right in this zone. Hey, Mati. Which means that the sound we heard very well could have been a marmot. He might have been sitting on one of these logs in here, although there's no good spot. You know, they like to sit in the sun. This is kind of a shady area, but he might have been just hanging out on the log, and then he heard slash saw me, and he decided to scurry back down into his hole. Maybe this is the home of that marmot we saw on Friday. The one who likes to hang out in trees. I like Matis. Okay, this is good. We know where the Matis are now. We can come and visit them on a regular basis. Yeah, here's some more Mati tracks over here. Dun dun da da. Very cool, very cool. Matis are hanging around. Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to loop around on this path here. Zoop, zoop, zoop. Oh, and I was going to tell you all my ideas for synth. I spent some time in the bathtub last night reading my TTL cookbook. And I was finding chips, and I was thinking, oh, I could do cool things with these chips, and I could make synth. And so, yeah, I have all kinds of ideas. I have this weird idea that I want to build a synth. Call it the utility synth. Just a very basic synthesizer. Make it as cheap as possible. Produce a board that people can either populate themselves, or maybe you can provide the parts. So if you want to build a synth, you could build the tube synth, and it would be relatively easy. And what it is, it's kind of a semi-modular synth, where it's basically a whole bunch of modules, but behind a single panel with a whole bunch of patch points, so you can, you know, plug in all the kitty spaghetti you want. Because wires. Wireless is bad. Everybody's so impressed. Oh, look, it's wireless. Are you tired of those unsightly wires? No. No. Let me tell you why you need to have wires. Wires make it obvious that you're doing science. If there's no wires, there's no damn science. That's what we do here. We do science on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every science day at 1930 UTC, right here on a non-radio. I do see squirrels hopping around. I'm back in the spot that smells like poor. I need to go home and eat some kind of lunch. I've got potato chips and cheesy poofs and pickles.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.